You are back in the zone. Live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
You know, a lot of people will tell you about the Dodge Durango's available Hemi V8 engine and 360 horsepower, but I'm the only one with the guts to tell you about this glove box. 0.1 cubic feet of storage, 12-volt light bulb, all in beautiful injection molded thermoplastic olefin. Comfortably fits two turkey sandwiches or 70 packs of gum. Say what? Look, I'm not lying. Gum for days. Is this a gumball machine? No, it's a Dodge Durango.
Thank you, Matty T. We are Landers. And you can get one of those Dodge Durangos. And I guarantee you, if you ask nice, they will fill your glove box with gum if you choose. We actually were able to stick three Moe's salads in a glove box here. It was amazing.
It was tough. We took them out and ate them, though.
Well, the shell, the casing of the said salad would fit in there. With
You're a hard candy shell.
A whole bunch of, did Moe's I hear a niner in there?
Taco shell.
Welcome back. We are here. And you can go to Landers.com to find out more about what's happening, or just come by and see us, exit 121. We actually had a couple of folks stop by and say hello. Keithley Service can be live fan feedback. Paul and Conway, the Hogs season opener should always be ASU at War Memorial on Labor Day weekend. That's a great story.
I don't either.
But we'll save that for July, because I want to definitely kill 2 weeks worth of shows with that particular issue.
Can we take a poll?
So we'll do 2 weeks on War Memorial use between Arkansas and ASU, and then we'll do the whole Northwest Arkansas versus Central Arkansas for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then it'll be football season.
Perfect.
I got it planned out.
Way to kill time.
Mimsy in Benton. Arkansas won't win another game. Mississippi State fan, just saw y'all Landers, just want to stir up stuff. I promise those bells are going to be ringing and State going to be flinging. Let me ask you this. When did they sort of ignore the SEC rule of artificial noisemakers being allowed?
I think by the time they invented the cowbell,
I mean,
they started ignoring
They instituted a rule that you can't use artificial noisemakers.
They
yet
talk about it every game, and every time the ESPN announcers they say, hey, aren't they supposed to stop doing this? And nothing gets done because you can't control it. You just can't. You'd have to actually penalize the team to maybe get in their minds that, hey, we can't do this. But until you penalize the team, and it would actually probably be up to the referee's discretion to say, hey, they're still ringing them, like 10, 15 yards, whatever it may be. If they do that, maybe the fans would stop because you don't want to hurt your team too much.
I got to have more cowbell.
That am I dropping?
Got to have less cowbell.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
The remix version.
They've been able to be marginal as a program, even with the cowbell help, so I don't think it's that big a deal. Jeremy Johnson is the future of Auburn football at quarterback, and he may get his opportunity this weekend. Nick Marshall's shoulder injury leaving him in doubt this weekend, although the last we heard, according to Rhett Lashley, is that he will play, talking about Marshall, but if not, Johnson will be the guy. 6'1", 210 pounds, more of a runner. Marshall is more of a runner than Johnson is, who's a big-frame kid, 6'5", 219. And did fine last week, so I don't know how much of an impact it would have, but I'd love to see this kid have to make a start in Fayetteville on the road. That would certainly be an advantage for Arkansas, I would think, versus having to chase around Marshall, so we'll see.
Well, Auburn offensive lineman Chad Slade on Nick Marshall's injury, this is actually updated a minute ago. He said, Nick's good, I know he's a tough guy, and he's going to be ready.
Okay.
So.
To do what? Root on his other quarterback?
He's got to be ready for that. And Jeremy Johnson got the vote of confidence from Gus Malzahn. Malzahn said, quote, I know our offensive players have a lot of confidence in him.
Speaking of Marshalls, Ole Miss's Marshall Henderson suspended for 3 games in the regular season for his behavior last spring and in the SEC and NCAA tournaments, according to the school. He was suspended from the program in July, shortly before Oxford police confirmed that he'd been found with what appeared to be small amounts of marijuana and cocaine, cited only for not having proof of insurance. Insurance of what? I mean, he failed a drug test, but has complied with all the school mandates this summer and fall. Ole Miss announced the latest suspension Tuesday. He will also not play in Saturday's exhibition game against South Carolina. When do they start playing? Oh, South Carolina, Aiken, whatever that is. He'll miss the opener November 8th against Troy, and in a unique punishment, will also miss the first two SEC games against Auburn and Mississippi State. So they're not just letting him sit out non-conference games. That's interesting. Marshall Henderson is quite a confounding individual.
He's a character.
I love his role as the sidekick on Breaking Bad to Walter White.
Jesse.
Yeah, he's Jesse Pinkman.
Yes.
Jesse Pinkman Henderson. Yo, 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 give me the ball. Yo, Mr. White, I'm shooting threes over here. Yo.
He plays a good sidekick. Yes, he does. I wish Marshall Henderson stayed around in college basketball for years.
He looks like
for
a dude.
Years.
I hate him.
He's so much fun to watch, though. He shoots from anywhere.
I can't stand him.
I love it.
I don't hate him. Hate's a strong word. I can't stand the kid. I think he's bad.
Well, do you not like his personality? Or do you not like the fact
the way
he plays?
I don't like his whole taunting behavior. I cannot stand his whole shtick. And
you don't like him as the villain. He's a great villain, though.
No, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just can't stand the kid. I think he's a punk. I like Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel's a flamboyant guy as well, but he does it in a more positive way to me. I don't know. A lot of people would look at a comparison there as similarity.
Oh, I wouldn't compare them.
Well, I think some people would.
Yeah.
I don't like the kid. I think he's a knucklehead. And the stuff he did during the year last year, I mean, this is a fair punishment for the stuff he did. But, you know, again, the drug stuff, I don't know. And again, I don't want to sit here and be judgmental, but I don't like his whole shtick.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Hey, he is who he is.
He is. He's Jesse Pinkman.
His hashtag White Girl Wednesday really caught on last year, too.
He's a punk. I don't know. Whatever.
Hey.
He's not a great player. He's a volume shooter.
Well, Andy Kennedy said if you didn't put him first team SEC on your preseason ballot, you need to have your credentials checked.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't get a vote, so it doesn't matter what I
think. Would you have put him?
I don't know.
He led the team with 20 points last year in the SEC tournament in their win over Wisconsin.
Yeah, because he shoots 40 times a game.
Yeah, well, he still hits 20
yeah,
points.
I don't know. Somebody pointed out to me, it was actually Joe Klein that said he's not a great player, he's a volume shooter. It's not the same thing, so don't confuse
me. I agree.
But look, he gets you to pay attention to an otherwise horrific basketball conference. So he is one positive for the SEC that needs all the help it can get. So there's no question, I'll give him that. That's a positive.
Well,
for
Kentucky's
sure.
going to be the team holding court, and Florida's going to be good this year, too.
And here's my other thing. They named the preseason player of the year a freshman that has never taken a single dribble in SEC play. So it's hard for me to say that Marshall Henderson isn't a first-team all-conference kid. Yeah, I'll give you that. I've never seen this other kid or heard of him, and he's player of the year in the preseason.
Already?
Yeah, I have a lot of problems with a lot of things with basketball. Chaney.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was just wondering, Bielenbach said that they worked on tackling and reading their keys and being in the right spot. Wasn't he our coach last spring?
Wasn't he what?
Wasn't he our coach last spring and this fall? I mean, what were they working on then?
Yeah.